Right, I'm here with Miles Berry, Scratch Superstar, who's been doing this amazing stuff at GoToTech today. Miles, did you enjoy it?
It's been great fun, it really has been. I'm a few years out of the classroom now, and it's been just such fun coming back into a school and working with such enthusiastic children. You know, this real interest in the stuff that we've been showing them with Scratch seems to have gone very well. Thank you.
Wonderful. So what did you do with them today?
Okay, we had a go at creating a simple computer game in about an hour for children, many of whom had not done very much programming before in their lives. So we based it on a classroom topic. They're doing animal antics at the moment, which gave us this nice sort of ecosystem-y, food chain-y motif. So we found some backgrounds, found some characters to populate them with, and then started writing little programs for each of the characters. Had a lot of them sort of running around the screen, as animals do when they get up to their antics. And then we took one of the characters, one of the sprites, and started putting a bit of human control on that. So we got it either following the mouse pointer or listening to what was happening on the keyboard, and then chasing the other sprites around the screen. And then with most of the groups, we managed to get to the point where that would then gobble up some of the other characters on screen. So we've got sort of a little game going on there. Not bad from nothing or from scratch inside an hour.
Absolutely. I've heard quite a few people say, and I've seen it written too, that there's no point teaching kids of 7, 8, 9 this kind of stuff because they won't understand it. Or, you know, like we should start teaching computing from 14 or 12 or 10. What do you think?
I'd go and talk to the children, but I think they understood the ideas that we were covering, and this has to be part of children's entitlement to a liberal education here in the third millennium, given how important a role technology plays in all of our lives, you know, 7-year-olds included, having that insight into, yeah, that's kind of how computer programs get written. This is the sort of thing that's happening inside the machine when I'm using it for whatever. That's got to be something which is worth teaching 7, 8, 9-year-olds about. There's also a point that I think they're at an age where they have a natural curiosity, that they've not been put off technology by seeing it as a sort of geeky thing. And so, yeah, at this age, they're seeing it as something which everybody ought to have some familiarity with, be able to do at least some of. Of course, they're not going to all become computer programmers, software developers in later life, but they're not all going to become poets or musicians
either. Yeah, that's a really good
and yet
point.
We still teach them to write their own poems and to compose their own music. So why not composing their own computer programs?
I've not thought of that, but that is absolutely a very good point, isn't it? Yeah. Wonderful. So this was the first GoTo Foundation event in partnership with Intellect. Do you think we'll be working together again?
Oh, I'd hope so, yes. Not sure how easy it's going to be to get time out of the day job, but it's such
fun.
Yeah,
of course.
And I mean, this is something which, you know, we have, all of our Roehampton teacher training students have this experience of having a go with Scratch as part of the course. And I'd love to do some sort of partnership work with getting Roehampton students to come and do some projects like this in school, either as part of their placement or just one-off days like this.
Well, just talking to the teachers just now, they said they're now going to be using Scratch in the classroom, and they haven't been up till now. So thank you, Miles. Thank you so much.
Time well spent. Time well spent.
Thanks very much. Okay.